This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin, and it's time for The Puzzle. Let's start with last week's challenge from the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz.
Name certain scores in a certain sport. And this is a two-word phrase with a total of 10 letters, 5 letters in each word. If you have the right phrase, you can rearrange all the letters to name a different sport, also in two words, 6 letters in the first word, 4 in the second. What are the scores and what is the sport?
Okay, so almost 240 of you figured out the answer. And our randomly selected winner this week is David Meacham. He's from Parkville, Missouri. Congratulations, David.
Thank you.
So, David, tell us, what's the answer to last week's challenge?
Well, the answer I came up with was field goals and ladies' golf.
Okay, so how did you come to the answer? How did you figure it out?
Well, field goals came to me pretty quickly. And then I had to think about it for a while. And when I was in church, actually, I just did the pyramid of words as I learned from Will. And then I came up with ladies golf.
Church? David, I hope the minister didn't take it personally that you were doing the puzzle.
Oh, they both know about it, so I hope they'll be listening.
And David, what do you do in Parkville, Missouri?
Well, I actually work in Kansas City, Missouri. Parkville is just outside. I work at a hotel downtown, and I'm the general cashier.
Okay, so just between you and me, do you ever do a puzzle on the job?
Occasionally, yes.
Oh, I knew it. Before we continue, though, let's welcome puzzle master Will Shortz to the program. Good morning, Will.
Hi, Rachel. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And David, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, David, now's your big chance. Is there a question brewing that you've always wanted to ask Will?
Well, I did see the movie Wordplay, and I remember the part where Will was getting the rather angry letters from people regarding the puzzle, and I was just wondering what possibly is the strangest thing you've received in the mail.
Strangest thing. There's a lady on Long Island whose mother had just died, and her mother was a big doer of the New York Times crossword. The funeral was going to be in 2 days, and the lady asked me to send her a copy of next Sunday's New York Times magazine, which could be put in the casket with her mother.
Wow.
So we FedExed a copy of the next Sunday's magazine, and now her mother is happy in eternity.
Jeez, yeah, talk about being a part of someone's life. That's kind of a profound piece of mail. Okay, David, so now is the time. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
All right, Will, let's go for it.
All right, David and Rachel, today's puzzle is called Arrangement of Notes. Each answer is a 5-letter word or phrase containing the letters N, O, T, and E, plus one other letter. And you answer the clues to get the words. For example, if I said N-O-T-E plus A, and you're to make a word meaning to make amends, you would say atone.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, and the added letter can go in any position of the answer. Here's your first one. Note, N-O-T-E plus B as in boy, and your clue is a kind of steak, S-T-E-A-K.
T-bone.
T-bone. That
well
was fast.
Done.
Number two is note plus C. And it's the French word for story.
French word for story.
French. I'm trying to channel my high school French.
I took Spanish in school, but never French.
It's probably a related word. I don't know Spanish for story. Do you know this one, Rachel?
You know, I was thinking I did, but it doesn't include the letters N-O-T-E-C. So I guess I don't.
Okay. Well, the answer is Conte, C-O-N-T-E.
Ah.
That's a French word for story or tale. All right.
Okay,
how about,
now we know. Now we know.
I'll always remember
you know.
That.
This show is so educational. Your next one is note plus D, and your clue is in good physical shape.
Toned.
Tone, that's fast.
Yes.
Note plus G to make mount, and it's a two-word phrase.
Get on.
That's fast.
Ooh,
plus
nice.
I, plus I to mean attached to, and again, it's a two-word phrase.
Tie on.
Tie on is it?
Yeah.
Plus L to mean at a slow tempo in music.
Lento.
Uh-huh. Plus M, as in Mary, to make a French impressionist.
Monet.
Uh-huh. Plus P, as in Peter, to make bridge. You want the Italian word for bridge.
Is it Ponte?
That's it. Plus R to get contents of a certain cartridge.
Contents of a certain cartridge.
Toner.
Ah,
toner,
yeah.
Is it? Plus S to make beginning.
Plus S. Onset.
That's fast. And your last one, plus T, and this is a fill-in-the-blank clue, Grand Blanc National Park.
Teton.
Yay!
That was so good, David.
David, I knew French.
Oh, I know, you and me both, but you made it easy for me. I could just kind of sit back and have a cup of coffee while you took that one.
That was a lot of fun.
Great job. So for playing our puzzle today, David, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And David, for the record, which public radio station do you listen to?
KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri.
Great. David Meacham, thank you so much for playing the puzzle this week. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, so Will, next week, what's the challenge we're looking at?
A challenge. Well, name four parts of a car that are also terms used in a particular game. One of the parts is spelled in three letters, two of them in five letters each, and one has six letters. Also, two places a car might go are also terms used in this same game. What game is it, and what are the terms?
Okay, so when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Rachel.